Hair Sister, Armona, California, October 31st, 1904. My dear aged sister, I am much grieved because you are sick and suffering, but cling to him in whom you have loved and served these many years. He gave his own life for the world, and he loves everyone who trusts in him. He sympathizes with those who suffer under the depression of disease. He feels every pang of anguish that his loved ones feel. Just rest in his arms and know that he is your savior and your very best friend, and that he will never leave nor forsake you. He has been your dependence for many years, and your soul may rest in hope. You will come forth with other faithful ones who have believed in him to praise him with a voice of triumph. All you are expected to do is to rest in his love. Do not worry. Jesus loves you, and now when you are weak and suffering, he holds you in his arms, just as a loving father holds a little child. Trust in him in whom you have believed. Has he not loved and cared for you all through your lifetime? Just rest in the precious promises given you. The great plan of mercy from the beginning of time is to have every afflicted soul trust in his love. Your safety at the present time, when your mind is tortured with doubt, is not to trust in feeling, but in the living God. All he asks of you is to put your trust in him, acknowledging him as your faithful Savior who loves you and has forgiven you all your mistakes and errors. We honor God and our Lord Jesus Christ when we rest in his love. You are one of the Lord's witnesses, whom he will never leave nor forsake. I am instructed to say to you, he has pardoned all your sins and put upon you the white robe of his righteousness. All he requires of you now is to rest in his love. He has you in his keeping. You have fought the battles of the Lord Jesus Christ. You have kept the faith. And henceforth, there is laid up for you a crown of life, to be your reward in that day when life and immortality shall be given to all who have kept the faith and have not denied the Savior's name. That your mind is clouded is no evidence that Christ is not your precious Savior. Now that the childhood of age has come upon you, he regards you as no less his child. Your religious life bears its testimony now as in the past. You have believed the word of God, and in perplexities and trials have acted according to that word. Like the apostle, you may say, I have fought the good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of life, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me in that day, and not to me only, but also to all them that love his appearing. 2 Timothy 4, verse 7, 8. Rest in Christ's love, my sister. This is all that he requires of you. Look unto Jesus, not to yourself. Christ is the author and finisher of your faith. Trust the one who has helped you in the past to hold fast to the faith. In the hour of death, Christ cried out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Matthew 27, verse 46. Had God forsaken him? No, no. Neither has he forsaken any soul who trusts in him. He will bring them off victorious and give them the crown of life.